There is a video game that we've discovered. It's called Psychonauts. It takes players through the psyches of inmates at an insane asylum. And the point of the game is to try to resolve the inmates' inner conflicts. Tim Schafer is the creator of Psychonauts. He told us about trying to program the warp and woof of the human soul onto a game disc.
A long time ago, back at UC Santa Cruz, I took a psychology of dreams class, and we were studying case studies of people who have something going on in their lives, something maybe traumatic, but in their dreams, they would take different forms. They'd be like bears attacking them or their house. They couldn't fix up their house. And, you know, through some sort of analysis, they made this connection between the house and their image of their own body, or the bear and their memories of their father when they were a kid. I just got more and more interested in this because these are regular people and they're creating kind of poetic symbols for what's going on in their life.
Here, little bunnies.
Years later, it came as an idea for a game where you could jump into someone's head and actually interact with these symbols. Since it's an imaginary world, you can have any visual you want.
I see a small bunny-like animal thing.
And anything can happen because it all just has to follow his dream logic.
That's right, baby. Daddy's here.
But that dream logic all means something. So when you find that bear or you see that rundown house, it's a symbol for something. There's Edgar Tegley, who is obsessed with black velvet painting, and you meet him in the art therapy room of this insane asylum. And you need him to paint a painting for you for some other gameplay reason, but he can't paint anything except for bullfights and matadors.
The matador! The bull!
And every time he tries, he becomes incredibly violent. When you go into his mind, the entire world you find in there is created out of black velvet, with Dayglow colors and a bull running through town. And there's a flamenco dancer. There's some dogs playing poker. And you gradually uncover the story of Edgar was a famous painter who was in love with this flamenco dancer, but it was stolen away by the infamous matador playboy, Dingo in Flagrante. Then you find a manhole cover, and you go down into the sewers of Edgar's mind, and you find deeper memories where he actually wasn't a famous painter at all.
He used to be the captain of his high school wrestling team.
And his girlfriend was a cheerleader who left him for this male cheerleader.
Give me a G!
G!
Give me an O!
O!
Give me a B!
They stole my happiness! My life!
Give me an
the state
L.
semifinals!
L.
Everything!
And you gradually piece together the story of how he romanticized that teenage heartbreak into this really dramatic story about a flamenco dancer and a bullfighter. None of it was true. And you kind of, as a player, help him fight the bull.
Edgar?
When the bull deflates, you see it has Edgar's face on it. And it's like one of those dream symbols. You could say that it stood for his rage over this years-old heartache.
Can't you just let it go?
How embarrassing. I can't believe I was hung up for so long over these losers.
I was talking to someone once who said, you know, their way of dealing with difficult people was that they tried to see that inside that person there's something they're afraid of. And once she gets a hold of that fear in that person, she has more empathy for the situation. They don't seem like so much of a jerk, and she can deal with them. And so in the game, we have characters like that who are not just jerks, but they're, you know, actively trying to steal the brains of all these kids at the camp and take over the world, you know. So, and you understand them a lot more because you've been inside their head. You've seen their personal demons. You've fought their nightmares, you know, and you've seen what they're most afraid of.
It's not safe. He's coming.
Who's coming?
My dad.
Your dad? The butcher?
Yeah, to fight this butcher who represents the main bad guy's fear of his father.
He says little bunnies are good for nothing. Nothing but food.
Here, little bunnies.
And my mom was a butcher when she was younger. I don't think that's relevant, but
Tim Schafer's video game Psychonauts is available for Xbox, PlayStation 2, and the PC. Jonathan Mitchell produced our story. And the psychoanalyst Jonathan Lear is my guest today. Jonathan, what do you make of the fact that that game designer's mother was a butcher?
I want to know more about why little bunnies are good for nothing. This is what I meant by when I was talking about a defense. I was much more interested in the little phrases that he used, like little bunnies are good for nothing, rather than some, you know, sort of general claim about what his mother was like. One of the things I like about psychoanalysis as opposed to video games is you're not sort of imaginatively jumping into a weird world. You're listening to a person who's reporting their dream, but you're also sort of firmly in an office with a couch and a man or a woman who's lying down and talking about it. But yeah, I mean, what I think is really fascinating about the kind of story that he's working on is the idea that there are these images that will come up in a dream. I mean, he mentioned a matador, a black velvet, a flamenco dancer. And one of the things that I think Freud really insisted on, which goes, I think, very much against the popular understanding of Freud, is that there is no fixed symbol meaning code that can be sort of applied to every person.
So as Freud famously said, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar that he meant.
Well, I
that.
Think he's wrong about that. He's especially wrong about himself. I mean, I love cigars, but he smoked, up to 20 a day in 2 decades of mouth cancer. He was still smoking.
Uh-huh.
But I think actually it's part of Freud's theory that a cigar never means just a cigar. But what is true about Freud's theory is that it never means just one other thing either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go home tonight and dream about cigars, and I can dream about them. But what it will mean for each of us will likely be extraordinarily idiosyncratic and which come out in an analytic therapy.
Jonathan Lear is a psychoanalyst and a professor of philosophy. In a minute, we'll hear about the movies that Sigmund Freud never made.
Why, it's got everything. A father complex, a mother complex, and an office complex, all in one.
That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.